Welcome, everybody, into a very special podcast episode here on the Huskers Radio Network as we celebrate National Girls and Women in Sports Day. I'm Jessica Cootie, and we are bringing a little crossover edition here. The Rai Rai and Ray Ray show takes over the Huskers Radio Network. If you are unfamiliar with that, we have Taria Sigler and Ryan Hunter. Thank you both for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, you guys are so in sync already because of all the previous work that you guys have done.
We spend so much time together. It's so fun.
We're going to dive into that. Want to know all about that. Let fans know where they can watch. But how's it going? You guys staying warm, both from not as cold places growing up? How are we handling the cold?
I mean, it's a bit rough, but...
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Yeah. I'm really not.
Not used to it yet?
No, I just don't get how y'all think this is normal. Yeah. You know, you guys...
I'm not either. I'm not from here.
You guys go and walk, and I see people going on runs. I know. Go home.
Yeah.
Go home and...
Please.
Put a jacket on.
Some warm... coffee or like some hot chocolate or something.
Yes,
bed rot. Sure.
Well, how's it going? Obviously, last time we chatted with you guys, I know a little bit of a disappointing end of the season. How did you guys manage that and kind of work through all of that before you came back for the semester?
I mean, obviously not how we wanted to end the season, but I also feel like, you know, we lost to the national champion in 5 sets by 2. Like, we can't just base our season based off of our loss. Like, we were so close, and it's like you can go back and go with the what if. So what if we did this? What if they did that? And it's like, that's just a good team. And I think that we gave it everything that we could have given. Like, we literally had people sick, injuries, like, just everything was thrown against us. And I'm not here to make excuses, but it's just like that's how sports works. And like, you know, we were so close, and that doesn't mean, like, that needs to be looked at as a bad thing, but as, like, we have something to build off of next season, and, like, mm-hmm. with our new freshman, like, it's just, I feel like, yeah, we went through, like, the 5 stages of grief for the first week,
yeah.
But, like, it's still, it's like, okay, if we look at the reality of it, our season was very successful, and, I mean, we made it to, what, the Elite Eight, like, we got to practice a little longer than most teams, so that's something to be grateful for, I feel like, if we look at in that way.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. Very well said.
You know, I feel like you guys have such a good grasp because you have so many eyeballs on everything that you're doing. And I mean, Harper is an incredible leader in that regard. I mean, she has talked through her story, but how important is that to remember that, hey, it's more than just winning every single time. It's about the process too.
Yeah. Oh, me.
Yeah, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I feel like in our gym, like, we kind of hone in a lot, like, about the process. Mm-hmm. And, when we lost, like, it sucked a lot. But we all just had to remember that, like, we worked so hard throughout the season.
Progress isn't linear. Mm-hmm. It's always about, like, there was a lot of growth and everything. And we brought in new people and we had different roles. And I just feel like... what Ryan said, it's like we work so hard and, you know, it sucks because it's like that's the price you get for caring and like the emotions that come with it. But at the same time, it's like looking at the positives of like the Lord really blessed us that year. And I hope that continues. But like, you know, bringing together just like an amazing group of people is something to celebrate, not something to, you know, be upset about that we lost.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Very, very good perspective. All right, well, this time a year ago, you guys were moving in. Does it feel like it's been a year?
No.
I don't know. I feel like the freshman going in, I'm like, man, I feel old. I feel so old. And I feel like we're not like the new freshmen. We're like the washed-up sophomores.
Yeah.
Like, we're just there.
Yeah,
but it's,
okay.
I mean, we're growing up. The age, though, that I'm turning this year is a little too serious for my liking.
Yeah,
like,
she's an oldie.
I turned 20.
Yeah.
Oh, we're getting into the 20s.
She's like, what?
No longer a teenager.
Oh, I'm going to hold on to that. I am still a teenager. But, like, it's, like, in perspective that we're growing up. Like, mm-hmm. I mean, we're...
Yeah, for me, like, it didn't really feel like a whole year. Like, I think we definitely, in the moment, it was like, oh, my God, like, this is...
surreal.
This is, like...
Yeah.
What am I doing here? But, like, now that I'm looking back at it, I'm like, wait, I moved in. Like, literally, January 15th, I was like, what? I moved in a year ago today?
Right.
Like, it just didn't even feel like that.
And we're not even in the dorms anymore either. Yeah. So it's like,
we're all moved out. We're all grown up in our own houses and apartments. Like, it's so weird.
It's so weird.
Okay, so how is Ryan Hunter different a year later? How is T. Sigler different a year later from that freshman that was moving in this time a year ago?
Okay. So I've learned a lot, obviously, like volleyball and like just like, I don't know, how to live on my own. Because I'm not going to lie, when I was growing up, I did depend a lot on like my parents to like, you know, get me situated, like, you need to do this. I'm like, okay, this is the time you leave. And I'm like, okay. But like now I actually have to like do it on my own. So I learned a lot about that. I learned a lot about volleyball, like in the aspect of like, because like I'm a red shirt, obviously. Mm-hmm. So I learned a lot about like how there are so many more aspects to the game than like physical. Like you have to be a good teammate. Your development is also very important. Like all those type of things. And I feel like I learned them in such like a quick amount of time, because like a year, like that sounds like so long, but like when you put it into perspective, it's like really not.
It's not
that long, especially when you're on the go like all the time. So it just like flies by. But yeah, I think the Ryan Hunter from freshman year and now learned like time management.
For the record, you were voted the most likely to be late, but you were early today, and you even beat T here. For the record,
I was early today.
You were also early, but she was earlier.
I was earlier than you, and that's really surprising because she's early a lot.
Yeah.
But you're proud.
I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Wow, like my mom heart.
Thank you.
I'm
trying.
Yeah. I just want to say that I'm super proud of Ryan, because I feel like the growth of, like, how frustrated she would get at herself in the beginning of the season grown so much, because I think that she's giving herself grace and, like, looking at who she is as a player mentally, like, then and now is, like, night and day of, like, that confidence of, like, if I don't get it the first time, I'm going to keep trying until I do get it and not get so down on yourself. So I am proud of you.
You're a sweetheart. I love you.
Yeah,
thank you. Yes.
I would say,
I think that's an important mountain to climb for young athletes.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
I mean, it's you don't think about that, but that's when you're so used to being so good and elite and perfect, mm-hmm. and then you have to go through the growing pains. It's a process too.
It is.
Going back to the process.
It is. Very big process.
Yeah. Okay, how's T different?
I would say that T is different because, I would say, like, as a person, as I think I've really valued, like, I don't know. I feel like for me, what's been different is that I'm an only child, so I feel like independence has come really naturally to me, just because it's only been me and my mom. Like, I've never really had siblings to worry about, micromanage. Like, it's kind of been the T show for a little bit. But I just feel like learning to find love outside of volleyball and find like other things to do. I'm not just an athlete, because I feel like in high school and in elementary school, I was strictly a volleyball player. I didn't really care about anything else. If I had an off day, I'm going to go play volleyball. If I had any free time, I'm going to go watch volleyball. And it's like that, all of that is great. But like for how much that we play, it's like that just, you're subject to burnout. And so I think learning how to fall in love with life outside of volleyball has made my love for volleyball grow. Learning that, you know, like, I obviously am not from here, so getting to explore Lincoln and hanging out with people I don't usually hang out with, finding non-athlete friends and, like, exploring in my classes and just knowing that, like, I am a daughter to the utmost high before I'm an athlete, but I'm also a teenager who's just trying to figure things out. And so I think that for me is where I've grown, that I am more than just an athlete. And then athletically, learning obviously a different role, learning to be as helpful as I can wherever I'm needed. Obviously, everyone's goal is to start their freshman year, and I am super grateful that I was one of those freshmen, but learning how to take my role and how can I be the best in the role that I'm given to help my team, because I feel like as higher, I mean, you can talk about this too, as higher ranked athletes, like, we're used to just getting the spot and, you know, being the best on our teams and, like, coming in here. And it's a really humbling experience, but I think it is the best thing for you because you come in, you're like, how can I grow in my game in a different way? Mm-hmm. So just, you know, in the aspect of not getting so frustrated about it and, like, learning to just have fun with it, I think has helped me a lot.
Yeah.
That's great. That's great. In terms of this day and age with all of college sports and athletics and the transfer portal, every year, you know, fans are like, oh, who's coming back? Who's staying? Mm-hmm. So for you guys and in Nebraska volleyball, 2 years in a row that nobody goes into the portal. Why is that about this program that people want to stay here no matter what the role might be?
I would just say, like, the culture, like the people. We love we love each other so much, and I just think that plays like such a huge factor into like how we play on the court. Sorry. And yeah, but like the culture, the people, the program, like everything is just so like people based. Mm-hmm. And I think we kind of like feed off of that. Like when we're on the court and stuff, and the level of play, like the standard that we have is so high, but it's just like everyone comes in every day like wanting to meet that standard and achieve that standard, and it kind of just like brings us all together, especially because we love each other so much. Mm-hmm. And then we all want to help each other like reach that standard, and so that kind of like community that we build every year I guess just makes people want to stay.
Yeah. I also think that, like, you're getting the best training whether you're a starter or not. Like, everyone gets quality reps. Everyone's getting better. And I also think that, like Ryan said, like, it's a very, like, loving family. And obviously there are going to be kinks. There are going to be some things that go on. But, I mean, ultimately I feel like our team is very selfless of, like, how can we be there for each other on and off the court. I mean, we all hang out with each other outside. Like, we all just – like, I just think that it's, we value being a good human being rather than also just, like, just being a good athlete. I feel like that's something that kind of gets lost in translation in day and age of sports, unfortunately. But, like, I mean, I think it's just such a testament that, like, you know, they are great, like, volleyball players, but, like, they are even better people, which is something to really be proud about.
Which I think you guys have to have with how competitive your practices are, because if you couldn't just, you know, turn it off, you wouldn't, nobody would get along in the locker room because you guys battle it out every day, right?
It's crazy.
Oh, gosh. I remember our first week here, we're in practice, and I remember I was like, Ryan, why do I feel like I'm in the Final Four right now? This is so intense. But seriously, like, practices are so intense where, like, games are like, oh, It's not, I can breathe a little bit because our practices are so like, I want to win. I'm going to do what I can to win. And it's like, we have our friendly banter of like talking across the net and
we
whatever.
A lot of banter.
But it's all love.
It's always love.
Are you two of the best like banterers? Or who would be the best?
The best banter as of last year was Rebecca Alec.
Rebecca Alec, yes.
Yeah.
So who's going to take the crown then moving forward?
I don't know if you can take that.
Yeah, I know.
I don't know. Like
her jersey's hung up in the Hall of Fame. Most definitely.
I think it's like really funny to like see like even like Bergen will get into it.
Then when Bergen
gets into it, we all like that like brings a fire almost of like, okay, if Bergen's going to say something, I'm going to say something.
We have to because Bergen's like the most calmest person
so
in the court.
Calm. And then when she gets it and when she's the loudest one, I'm like, oh yeah, like that was good. Like that was a good play.
No, that's awesome.
Yeah.
I just have a couple more serious ones, but in terms of the coming in and having the expectations and the pressure that come along with Nebraska volleyball, but also just the eyeballs, how many people recognize you everywhere you go, all of that. Was that a transition process for you both, or did you kind of know what you were getting into? How were you able to manage at such a young age all of the eyeballs watching everything and so, I guess, tuned into every move that you make? Or was it something you had to kind of learn over the last year?
I kind of knew a little bit about what I was getting into only because I went to, like, the the volleyball day in Nebraska, mm-hmm. the little stadium play. Where there's
little
nice
little stadium.
Sorry. The big, huge stadium play. When there was, like, so many people in the stands. I was, like, amazed. I was like, wow. Like, and it was so cool because, like, I was standing right next to the court. So, like, when I looked up, I could see, like, all the people. Mm-hmm. And it was such, like, a very... It was low-key kind of scary. I was a little frightened because I was like, oh, my God, there are so many people in here. It's so loud. Like, you could hear it, like, so many miles away from the stadium. So I was like, wow, this is amazing. But also, for me, it wasn't really, like, a transition because when I was younger, I used to dance. So, like, I already had to, like, perform in front of, like, thousands of people. So, like, that wasn't really, like... a big change for me, so it doesn't really make me like nervous, but like the amount of people that show up for our games and just like are here to support us like in the stands is just like it's just so crazy to me. It's very surreal.
It is so surreal. Yeah. I feel like I remember my first phone call with John on June 15th, what, our junior year, sophomore, like whatever, whenever that date was, and when I was talking and he was like, oh, yeah, like, if you commit here, like, I hope you know that, like, you're going to get a lot of attention. And I was like, what do you know? Like, it's not, okay, attention. I remember the day that I hit post on, like, you're committed, it was like, boom. Like, you had people texting you, like, calling you about interviews, all this stuff. And I was like, man, okay, so he was right. But, like, I just... as Ryan said, I'm astounded that people care so much about, like, not even just the sport, but just, like, women's athletics. I feel like it's grown over years, and it's like, I have a heart of gratitude every time that someone asks, like, if I'm a Nebraska volleyball player, because I'm just, like, I feel so grateful and honored that you think that I'm someone to look up to as a volleyball player. And so, like Ryan said, like, it's been people from... is this the Midwest? Do we call this the Midwest? Sorry. the Midwest are so incredibly sweet and, like, nice. So I, like, they, Husker Nation's a different type of beast. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, so I want to get the backstory for the Rai Rai and Ray Ray show. If you follow these two on TikTok, on social media, they are quite entertaining, and they do Gatorade taste tests at everywhere you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, how did it start? Did you guys immediately click? I mean, just tell me all the origin stories
I'm
of this.
I think it was because, so at Penn State, that was our first, like, big, like, that was, like, what, October 3rd? Yeah. Like, that was our first big.
How do you remember that?
Because that...
impressive. Anyways,
it's
keep going.
Penn State, right? right. I remember I was like, I saw like a review on TikTok and I was like, oh, like, that'd be really cool. I was like, Ryan, we should try this. And then whatever. So then we got into it and I was like, how do you want to film this? And you were just like, I don't know. Let's hit play. And then hit play and you were like, she calls me Rai Rai because of Ray Ray. She calls me Ray Ray because of Taraya Ray. No one's ever called me that. I call her Ray Ray. Rai Rai. Rai Rai.
Glitch in the system.
Right. Okay. And we just like hit play and it was just like, what's up, guys? Like,
what's up, guys?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome back.
Just like, I mean, I kind of was like, let's see how the first video does and if people think this is cringy or funny. And then like, it kind of like blew up from, I mean, I've gotten so many messages being like, when are you guys coming back? We need the show to get back
on.
We're
season two.
Right?
We really just have to, like, I don't know. I think we just need to actually, like, plan out what we're going to do for season two. Because people are really looking forward to
this. Izzy Superstar Social Media Extraordinaire is in the building. And I feel like we need to float it to her. At some point, you guys need to do, like, a blind taste test of, you know, like the Diet Cokes?
Yes.
Something like that. Okay. We need to do that.
Yes.
Okay, but what makes like good Gatorade and who has the best?
Okay, so you really have to like so like okay, the I don't know the word.
Potency.
The potency, that's very important. If it's watered down, that's very important. Me
color.
Personally, oh yeah, color. It has to be
if
pretty.
It's ugly, we're dead.
Yeah, no, like no. My favorite color is the teal one.
Yeah, mine's game day one. Green. I just feel like that's just.
So it's more like. Do you have a favorite flavor then? Or is it how it's constructed?
Well, I don't really know what the flavor is because, like, most schools, like, they just mix. Put it,
yeah.
They just
dump stuff dump together.
Uh-huh. And it's just like a flavor.
Well, funny story. We went to Michigan State, and we usually have, like, one or two guest stars. And Becca was our first guest star. And she was trying it, whatever. And we're like, Becca, what do you think? She goes, I taste pickle juice.
It says pickle juice in it.
And we're like, well, I don't know. And then, like, she's, like, asking around, whatever. So then we post the video, and we have a game. That was at, what, 11 a.m.? We have a game at 6. We go in there. Like, we go into their locker room, and they have the big jug of Gatorade, and there's a pickle juice bottle on the top of it. Because we also rated it, like, a 4 out of 10.
Yeah.
And they put 4 out of 10, like, on there, but with the pickle juice bottle. So then Becca's like, I told you guys there's pickle juice. And then we ask a trainer, and they're like, no. Like, that's just
we're
not
trolling
a thing.
You.
We're
like,
trolling you guys.
Oh, yeah, that's so
they
funny.
They were just trying to joke with us. But, I mean, I feel like with Gatorade, it's really easy to go overboard or, like, not like, do enough.
Yeah.
It's just, completely. Like, it's all about, like, for us, I mean, as we're professionals at this now, I just feel like schools are getting a little too stingy or they're just doing too much. Yeah. We just got to find a happy medium.
Well, is it hopefully with the traction that the show's getting that people will up their game when Nebraska is coming to play?
I hope so. When we were doing it, like, some schools wouldn't even put out their Gatorade. Like, they just,
we were just testing water.
This is not filtered.
I remember it was like, where were we? Someone came to us. I think Michigan State then came to us later in the season. Oh. And the Gatorade that we put out apparently wasn't very good. Yeah. And they made a review about it. And they were like, you mean ours is a 4 out of 10? It, like, kind of got a little, like, snippy.
Oh, okay.
We were like, wow.
They get really serious about their Gatorade.
Yes.
We're just like, guys.
So we had to put out a disclaimer, like, it's all love. It's all love.
You know.
So are we keeping it with Gatorade, or there might be, are we going to add some new additions, new flavor, or new, like,
layers? I think we should, like, spice it up a little bit.
I mean, I feel like our freshman year was good because we introduced, like, the, like, arena we were playing in. Mm-hmm. We'd be like, oh, we're at Rec Hall. Here's the court. So beautiful. Da, da, da. And then it was like, okay, Gatorade. I just don't know, like, what else. Like, maybe we could test, like, the bleachers and how comfortable the seats are. Maybe. I don't know. I feel like that could be good.
Yeah, I think we should, like, keep up, like, the review aspect. But I don't know with what. Maybe we could, like, because, like, remember when we made that In-N-Out video? People loved that. That was great.
Well, stay tuned for season 2.
So, yeah.
Tell everybody, where can they find it?
You can find, like, the Rai and Ray Ray show on at Ryan Matea on TikTok. But also, we're going to start to mix it up a little bit, you know, and then we're going to do some more reviews on Terea's account. What's your TikTok saying?
TT Sigler. I think.
Well, maybe we could put a graphic. So
maybe, right here. Yeah. Like
yes.
Right there. Or maybe we can start some YouTube vlogs.
Oh, my gosh.
Listen, after today, because I've got a million more questions, I feel like this should be a regular thing.
We could talk for hours if you really needed it.
I would love that. Maybe we could get, like, somebody to sponsor us. Yeah, and we could,
maybe,
you know.
Gatorade.
Gatorade.
Love the way you think.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, before we close this out, because, again, we're celebrating National Girls and Women in Sports Day, who were your biggest female sports inspirations growing up?
Mm-hmm. Growing up?
And it can be any sport.
Do you want to go?
I would say probably, okay, so when I was little, I played tennis. Ooh. So I loved tennis. I did, like, my elementary school fifth grade project on Venus Williams. Love her. So I would say the sisters, Serena and Venus.
I feel like growing up, I played all the sports. So I feel like growing up, it was Simone Biles, because I was a gymnast until I started growing. And then that dream went out the window. but I just loved her. Oh, and Gabby Douglas. Mm-hmm. I had the picture book when I was younger, and I just loved how she, like, just her whole story of, like, adversity and how that, like, led her to be how great she is now. And so I feel like as a volleyball player, it was always Catherine Plummer. I feel like it's just, she was just such a cool athlete to watch growing up just because she was a hard worker and a team player. And I mean, what, 3 national championships is not too shabby to have on your resume either. But I just feel like looking up to those players, they always just seem like really good people. I feel like that's what made them stand out to me.
All right, last thing in closing, final thoughts here. What is it meant to you to just kind of, I mean, you hit on it a little bit, but just the platform you have here, the support you have here as we, again, celebrate the growth in women's sports, to be able to be a female athlete during this time. What does it mean to you both?
I just personally, I think, and I think that Ryan agrees with too, I just give all of the glory to God of how amazing it has been to be a part of something so like historic and be a part of such a like an amazing program. Like even in the struggle, like these are all answered prayers. Like to be a part of something that's so amazing and like grow in your faith, grow as people, grow as athletes on this team, I think has been like has meant the most to me, because obviously like volleyball is going to end at some point, unfortunately, but like it's all about the like the relationships and the connections and the memories that you make with it. So I think God has really just blessed me and blessed my teammates and being able to, you know, have a platform to use for people and for young girls, because I feel like, you know, we all are in that point in life where we were just girls with a dream wanting to go and do something. I mean, this was my dream school to come here. So like to be able to live that out and have a platform and a voice for anyone who is willing to listen, I think it's just it's something to be really proud of, but like so thankful for the Lord, for the people, and for the platform to have.
Agreed. Yeah. Agreed.
Agreed.
Yeah. I would say like just like the community that's like forming within like women athletes and like all that. I think that's very special to me because one thing that was very, very important to me, like when I started playing volleyball, I was like, what, 13? I didn't really start as young as like everyone else.
Which is crazy to be starting at 13 and then you're amazing.
Yeah, whatever. Anyways, yeah, like just growing up like from the age of 13, like something I really valued was relationships mm-hmm. with my teammates and just all of that, because when I was younger, I would see my sister played volleyball. Like, she's the reason I started volleyball. And so seeing her and, like, how she interacted with her teammates and, like, just, like, watching her from the sidelines and hanging out with all her teammates at the end of the games, like, it just sparked something in me that, like, made me want to start playing volleyball. And, like, that's just something, like, something I started cherishing, like, throughout the years. It's just, like, community and volleyball. And I feel like because of that, like, I started, like, to be more appreciative of, like, women's sports in a way because of, like, just the community, like, the girlhood. I don't know. Mm-hmm. That's just something I look up to a lot.
There's just a lot of joy in it, I feel like. Yeah. I feel like I've had the utmost joy even in points of low points this like last season and even in volleyball, just to be able to have joy in the people that I'm playing with, that I know that like, you know, if we go to war together, like we have each other's backs, and like if I need something that's off the court, then I have what 16 people to mm-hmm. 15 people to call. And I think that's such like a comforting feeling, because I just, again, community is such a big thing. Like, who are you going to war for? Who's going to go to war for you? I feel like it's super important.
Fantastic stuff. Again, it feels like we only been talking for 5 minutes, but I'll let you guys get out of here. Thank you so much. And I think we got to run it back again here coming up soon.
Yes,
so.
Thank you.
Darius Sigler, Ryan Hunter here with us on a special episode here of Husker Women's Wednesday, powered by Emeritus. Emeritus is proud to power this podcast and all of Husker Women's Sports.